Women are apparently using dating apps for a completely different reason than trying to find a partner. Really want to chat about how dating has changed. And like I mentioned, I want to hear obviously from the single people, but from people in relationships, if you can look back to the days when you were dating, how does it seem so different for you now? You can text us at 92925. It's Vinny and Nikki in the morning, and we've got our guest Alex Despatie in this week. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, so I found this study, and they found that women are using the dating apps, so like Tinder and Bumble, to confirm their attractiveness, to find out how hot they are, rather than actually finding a partner. Apparently, they're basically a lot more than men using dating apps to feel better about themselves, rather than to actually find somebody they want to be in a relationship with.
So, like, the more attention they get, the more it validates their self-esteem.
And if this guy's really hot, like, he's attractive, is he going to think I'm hot, too? And if he does, that says something about me.
It's like a hotness barometer.
A hotness barometer.
So then, so how does it work? They swipe and whatever, the like, or...
Yeah,
You've never
done online dating.
I didn't do that.
Our resident Bumble expert here.
Yeah, so...
Is it because you're famous?
No, I don't like it. I don't believe in it, you know?
Okay, you're confident. Well, you have the confidence to go up and ask somebody out.
Well, okay, so... My point is, like, now that if they're doing that just to find sort of confirm their attractiveness, what happens after they get this attention? Do they actually go forward and go on dates?
Maybe
they'll
go on a date with somebody, but maybe not necessarily with the intention of, like, yeah, I'd like to meet somebody and I'd like to spend some time getting to know them for a long relationship.
You know, like, I just find it despicable that we are now allowed to see a profile, see tons of pictures, make your own idea of the person you're maybe about to meet. And, you know, contrary to before, where you would just see someone on the street, at a coffee shop, in a bar, just so happens that maybe your friend knows them. You get introduced, you start talking, then there's like a real sort of, you know, you start from scratch. You don't have a predefined sort of idea. Oh, okay, I know where she hangs out. I know how she dresses. I know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Things have changed. I'm actually going to be part of a panel this evening. It's called He Said, She Said. It's happening at Industria. And it's called Bridging the Gap Between Tinder and Love. So it's a panel of influencers. And we're basically going to be talking about how things have changed, like how much it has changed. You're right. Your point was excellent. And there's also the point that, like, people are just swiping for the next best thing now. You know, you could be on to somebody and something really, really great, and you're like, something better might come up tomorrow. Like, some better abs might show up on my...
I'll keep swiping.
Yeah.
Aren't we all on these sites for selfish reasons, male or female? I mean, there must be something subconscious. I mean, when I did online dating, part of it was, yeah, I want to see, like, how I fare against all the other fish in the sea. I mean, I would never go back to it now. Like, I dread to think if I had to go back onto online dating, how that would bode, because I'd be scared to. Like, yeah. It's intimidating. It's intimidating. And when you don't get attention, it's a shot to your ego as well.
Yeah, it is. But it just kind of, what's the point? And then we're just going to have a generation. Like, we were chatting yesterday just after 8 o'clock sort of about how people, there was one dating expert who said that parents are basically raising an undateable generation.
Uh-huh.
So, like what's going to happen? Are we all just not going to be dating?
I think it's happening now. People aren't dating now. People are just hanging out, right? That's the new lingo, right? No, we're just hanging out.
Kim, Kieran, how have things changed? You've been in a relationship for a really, really long time.
A couple of decades.
How have things changed since back in your day?
I'm just glad I'm not in it.
Yeah.
It's just crazy.
You're not even jealous a little bit.
Even being in high school and not having Facebook, I'm dreading for my daughter. Like,
what about when I dated the guy who thought the earth was flat? Weren't you jealous of that?
It sounds fun.
We're taking your text at 92925. Tell us how the game has changed. Okay, we're talking about how dating has changed. I bring this up because there's a new study that shows that a lot of women are only using social media basically to boost their egos, to validate how attractive they are based on how many matches they get.
It's a very selfish app when you think about it.
Okay, well,
like Instagram, right? You're putting pics up to get likes, right? And you're always checking.
Yeah, it's not only the women. They said that the men, although they're not necessarily using dating apps to feel better about themselves in that way, they're oftentimes using it as an opportunity to hook up.
To meet, like, girls.
You don't say.
For one night. You don't say. It's so surprising.
But can't one night sometimes turn into multiple nights?
Sometimes it's rare, but
it's rare. We've been through this before.
I'm just asking. You know?
Sam always says you never marry the one that will basically
give
go
up on the first night.
On the first night.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're getting a lot of texts this morning at 92925. Sabrina, what do you think?
I have a bunch of friends who date online dating, and I can honestly say that none of them go out for more than a few dinners. They don't really get to know each other. They just, from the first day, it's like, I read your profile, I'm not really that interested, but I accepted your offer.
Really?
Because I didn't want to, like, disrespect you or whatever.
So from the beginning, it's like nobody's looking for anything serious.
It's like they already judged you before they even met you.
Mm-hmm.
Really? Do you do online dating, or you're in a relationship?
No, I've been with my boyfriend almost 20 years.
Okay, and how was it when you guys first started dating? It was completely different.
It was completely different. You're like friends. You meet each other through friends. You kind of get to know them before you're even dating them. We didn't have cell phones or anything. And
you
got
to
like
be patient.
You had to be patient. You had to learn about the person, meet them, maybe, you know, hang out with friends, not text them 1,000 times a day and be like, well, I don't like how you answered me, so I'm not going to go see you now.
But I mean, sometimes the text jokes are bad.
Yeah, exactly.
I've been there. Okay, thank you so much, Sabrina. Hope you
no
have a
problem.
Great day.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks. Emily, what do you think?
I don't know too much about how dating has changed, so I haven't been in that many relationships, but I can tell you that everybody thinks Tinder is so, so bad, but it's really not. I had moved to a town that I knew no one in, and I just joined Tinder to make a couple friends, and now I'm engaged to an amazing person that I met on Tinder.
And did you have previous Tinder dates before that? Did you meet other guys that really weren't the same as your fiancé right now?
I actually made a lot of friends through Tinder, but obviously there's a couple of bad apples that just wanted something more for one night, and yeah.
You gotta weed out the bad ones.
Exactly.
Thank you so much for calling. Have a good day. I know about those bad ones.
Oh, boy.
It's work.